All right, welcome to today's emergency interview here on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, and today we are joined by two special guests. First, we have Amanda McKnight. She runs what's called the 406 Revolutionize Group on Facebook, which investigates and exposes judicial corruption and prison corruption, and also today, prison toxicity. There are prisons in America, and we're going to talk about one in particular, that is exposing its inmates to extremely hazardous, toxic levels of heavy metals and other substances in the water supply that's causing widespread sickness. So we're talking about worse than third world conditions right here in the United States. Our second guest is James White, and he joins us. Of course, he's a longtime patriot. I've worked with him for many years. He's also an investigator and an analyst. And welcome both of you to the show today. It's great to have you on.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate
it. Thanks, Mike, for having us.
Great to have you both here. So, okay, let me go to Amanda first and just give us a quick background of who you are. This is the first time we've interviewed you. Who you are, what you're focused on right here, and what we're going to get into today.
All right. Well, my name is Amanda McKnight, and I run 406 Revolutionized on Facebook. This started as just a movement that I created for my husband, in his case, out of Sanders County, Montana, and the injustice that he experienced during his case. He was sentenced to 5 years on his first time drug possession charge to Montana State Prison. And ever since then, I put the word out, you know, on the wire, and people have just been contacting me over and over for help. And, you know, these things are happening to them and this and that. And I just started growing. I have over 600 members on my group page, and I just hit 1,000 yesterday on my Facebook page of people that are, you know, interested in this and want more help. And I've been given resources and, you know, advice and helping people for the past few months here. And this is just growing huge. So we're just trying to expose what's going on right now at the Montana State Prison with the contaminated water and the risks that these inmates are experiencing and the staff also.
Okay, that's really important. Thank you for that intro. Now, are you, just quickly, are you finding that there's corruption throughout the court system as well as the prison system? Do they work hand in hand to deprive people of due process?
I believe so. I think that's a true statement, Mike. What I'm finding in the district courts, you know, the corruption there is just so extreme. And then they're being sent to this Department of Corrections system, and they're not getting programming. They're not getting adequate medical care. They're not getting, you know, the proper hygiene and safe water, all of it. They're, you know, it's a outrageous thing that they have going on here with these people.
Well, sadly, this isn't the first we've heard of this, but we're going to get into some details today, folks, that will blow your mind. So keep listening. Now, Jim, for our audience, you know, you and I have known each other for many years. We've worked on a number of shows in the past. Remember Health Revolt?
That was great.
That we used to do.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. We were like, I don't know, 8 years ahead of the curve on all that stuff. I tell
it's
you
true.
What. But, give our audience a little intro of you and how you got involved in this topic here.
Yeah, Mike, thanks. Well, I do investigative reporting here in Northwest Montana. And for the last 6 years, I've been really, really deeply diving into the corruption here in local in Flathead County. And now we're finding out that there seems to be judges involved and, you know, attorneys. And now we just released, I'm going to be publishing an article tomorrow that we found the U.S. trustee was committing fraud. And we've got it like all the, like I've got all the goods as usual. And we're just, that's what I do. I just try to expose corruption and, you know, try to people that take advantage of those that are, you know, they can't really defend themselves. I try to, you know, at least fill some of that gap. I mean, I'm a reporter. I just try to get the word out and hopefully get people, you know, behind folks like Amanda here. But she contacted me. I mean, we've been in contact about other things. I saw that she had a revolution, 406 Revolutionized Facebook page. I saw some of the stuff she was posting. I could detect her passion with what she was doing. And, you know, I reached out to her and we started communicating, and she told me her situation. Then she called me, I think last Friday, and said, you won't believe what's going on at the prison with the water situation. So I said, well, maybe I'll do an emergency broadcast then that, you know, that Saturday morning, that next morning, which I did. It's only about 7 or 8 minutes, but that kind of kicked things off. And then Amanda took the ball and just charged down the field, just knocking people out of the way in her wake. And she just dug into stuff and got into some really, really deep dives on the water levels, or not, sorry, the water levels, but the contaminants in the water, how long it's been going on. There appears to be some sort of cover up going on. There's a report of a lot of sicknesses, a lot of illnesses. And I think she'll report right now that they are sort of coughing up and blowing like red mucus out of their nose and out of their mouth, because the pipes, we believe, have, like, the rust has just infiltrated the piping that they're drinking. But I'll let Amanda get into that. So that's really my background, Mike. I just want to try to expose corruption and, you know, try to be a crime fighter without a cape.
Well, you most definitely are a crime fighter. And before we go back to Amanda, I just want to mention that, Jim, if you're not familiar with the work of Mitch Vexler, you need to check him out. Have you heard any of his interviews?
No, I'll write his name down right now. Mitch Vexler?
Vexler, V-E-X-L-E-R. He's exposing the total school board bond fraud and the ratings agency's fraud in Texas and across the country. And he's digging deep and he's finding smoking guns everywhere. He's about to blow up the whole bond fraud situation, which I know you've seen in Montana as well. Right. So it's all connected.
Yep.
All right. So thanks for the introduction, both of you. Let's go back to you, Amanda. Thank you for taking the time today on this. Let's get into the details of what you found in this case. Is it the Montana State Prison in Powell County, or where is this one?
Yeah, it's located in Deer Lodge, Montana, Powell County.
Okay, great. Tell us what you're finding, because I know you've shared some lab tests and violations reports with me. I'm pretty horrified, but why don't you walk us through it?
Correct. So I, went down this rabbit hole after this whole water infrastructure collapse, and I got into a site where they have all the reports posted on there, and I just found contaminants and Montana State Prison being in violation of any retesting or notifying residents that are on these wells. I found E. coli, some chloroform bacteria, nitrates, fertilizer, sewage indicators, asbestos fibers, arsenic, lead, radiation, uranium, radium.
Wow.
Yeah, just all these levels. They're not extreme levels, but I think they're testing these. They're getting these numbers off of a sealed system, not a system that's compromised, that's been fractured. And, what are the levels now once the system has been compromised? These levels were tested, I think, thinking that it was a sealed, good working system. So I know they have a dairy farm there, a pasture, and there's a boot camp facility up above them that they don't know where that sewage drainage is running to, and it's running downhill towards the prison. So I think that it's picking up the contaminants from that sewage and also the dairy farm there and putting it into the water system as well.
Okay. This is all, of course, extremely concerning. But these are not, these are violations, right? These are violations of state law as well. What's come out?
Correct. Because, there's no safe amount of lead in water. There's no safe amount of asbestos in water.
Sorry. It's just shocking that there's asbestos in this water. But we're also looking, there's E. coli has been detected in the water.
Correct.
There's arsenic from corroding pipes. Lead, which is at, again, it's a small level, but it's not like the prisoners have any other choice of what water to drink. See, that's the thing. They can't go out and just buy bottled water all day.
Well, they can on commissary. They're allotted 8 bottles a week on their commissary.
Oh my gosh.
So
that's it.
Huh? Mike, didn't you say there was thallium in there?
Yeah, that's the extent.
Sorry to interrupt. Didn't you say there was thallium in there also, Mike, in your analysis? And there was a, thallium is used for certain things. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. Let me bring up the thallium report. I want to make sure I'm getting this correct. thallium is being monitored, and then it shows a violation of thallium, but it's not telling me the actual concentration of thallium, but there's a violation name reported on the Montana governor website, montana.gov website, that there's a major violation found in routine monitoring of thallium. And thallium is an element that's actually known to be used for mind control. And I don't know if you knew that, Amanda, but
yeah, that does make sense. Cause that whole valley there is, you know, prior mining spots where they mined way back in the day. And I think these chemicals run through that ground just naturally from all the mining that was done there years before.
Okay. Wow. I'm also seeing beryllium, antimony, nickel. Both antimony and nickel are, of course, toxic heavy metals as well. It's not just, you know, lead and cadmium and mercury and so on that qualify. So the fact that these violations exist, but it's not being remediated, what's going on, Amanda? How is it that a prison in Montana can continue to function like this and keep poisoning its inmates? And they're aware of it, and they even report it publicly.
You know, Mike, that's what I'm trying to figure out here. I'm trying to get answers on those reports that I found. You know, the DPHHS, the DEQ, EPA, they're all listed on there as, you know, companies and places that know that this is going on. And, you know, they've failed to alert people and failed to ask for retesting and, you know, for them to come in compliance with these testings. So I'm not quite sure what's going on. I am no expert. I have no idea about any of this. I'm learning as I go, but what I'm seeing, common sense tells me that this is an emergency.
So who have you contacted about this in the state government or the prison system?
So I have reached out to Senator Laura Smith, her office. I'm still waiting to hear back. I've, spoken out to different legislators. I'm waiting for someone to email me back. I did get a call just this morning from Congressman Ryan Zinke's office, wanting to talk to me further. They're going to be calling me back today. I've talked to the Disability Rights of Montana. They're stepping in. They're trying to get the ACLU in there to release a statement. I know the Disability Rights of Montana, they had their attorney go in there and speak to the inmates. They weren't even going to let him go into the medical unit where my husband's at. They were just going to bypass that. But there was another inmate out there in a walker, and the attorney, you know, stopped him. And he's like, hey, you know, are you having a hard time using the porta potties and stuff? Or you know, he's like, I'm not really, but there's another guy in here that is. He's like, I'll show you where he's at. And so he got him access into the medical unit, whereas my husband is, where all the, you know, the men in wheelchairs and walkers, and ones that have a little bit harder trouble getting around and stuff. So he was able to go in there. But he's, you know, the inmates are a little hesitant to speak out in fear of retaliation. And the warden was there overseeing the conversation. So, you know, it's been difficult for the inmates to get the word out. Their families have been contacting me on my Facebook page, letting me know the conditions inside, what's going on, and, you know, what they're afraid of. And some of them are experiencing retaliation already. And some of them are just, you know, they're scared to death. They don't know what to do. They're becoming sick. There's word that C. diff has now popped up in there, and inmates are extremely ill. Yeah. From exposure to all the feces and sewage, because, you know, these toilets, they overflowed and all the raw sewage came out into the bathrooms and the units. And it was flooding in the kitchen of the low side kitchen where their food storage is. So all their food was exposed to it. They were still serving food. It's unreal.
I mean, it sounds like a third world prison conditions, really.
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We have veterans in there. We have tribal members in there. We have, you know, the correctional officers in there that are being exposed to all this. People at visiting, they've opened visiting back up and letting families come. I mean, the children that go to visiting have drank this water, have been exposed to this also.
Right. Okay. Wow. Jim,
I know. It's amazing. It's stunning.
Our justice. It's also part of the problem in all of this is that there are many innocent people in these prisons.
Sure.
Right. Or wrongfully prosecuted. We saw that after J6, right? People who were peacefully protesting without weapons or anything like that, they were rounded up by the FBI and thrown in isolation for, you know, a year or more. I mean, it was really torture. What are your thoughts on this from a liberty perspective here, Jim?
And these people are someone's uncle and someone's son and husband. And, you know, it just it was disheartening to me that they would be, Mike, it seems like we've just lost our humanity. I think that in some ways we've unfortunately lost our humanity. I mean, these people sure are incarcerated, but once they serve their time and if they went through due process and the state's, you know, got a hold of them and they get finished with their sentence, then they deserve the right to get back and adjust back into society, you know, not die in prison or get sick and have cancer. So, it's really, really frustrating to me, Mike. You know, I've been railing against the court system and stuff for a long time. So, this is particularly difficult for me to see this go on when I know how corrupt the whole system is, as you do.
Well, right, exactly. And we are not supposed to be. I mean, America is supposed to have the moral high ground in the world. This is what allows us to lecture other countries over things like, let's say, organ harvesting in China. It's to say, well, we treat people humanely, right? That's the whole argument. But yet it turns out we don't. We treat them like dirt in the prison system.
Yeah. We're supposed to be leading by, you know, shown an example of how these places are supposed to be led, and, you know, we're failing.
Yeah, absolutely. But do you feel like when you work to talk to people in positions of influence about this, are they listening? Are they hearing?
You know, I'd like to think so and hope so, but, you know, I haven't seen any action or any communication back. I feel like I'm being ghosted. So
what is the hope of being able to, you know, work through this and resolve this?
Well, I've got a team of women that I've handpicked to help me, and we're creating an army together. We're getting all these files organized, and we're getting letters that people can send out, and we're contacting all these different groups of people that this can affect and is affecting, you know, inmates that are being transferred to Montana State Prison, out of Montana State Prison, because the prison just this last winter, they moved 600 inmates, or I mean 300 inmates out of the Montana State Prison to private profit prisons through Core Civics. They transferred inmates to Arizona and Mississippi to help with the overcrowding at Montana State Prison. And I mean, we're still overcrowded. We're still, you know, a couple hundred people above the limit right now. And they don't know where to put these guys. They don't know what to do with them. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just trying to get eyes and ears on this situation, as many as I can. I'm looking for legal representation. I mean, if Erin Brockovich is available, I'll take her.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm just wondering, like, how can we raise awareness about this? I mean, we're doing this interview. This is important, but you've got your Facebook group. How can we really underscore this and bring attention to it? Because, again, these violations are illegal.
Right. So I'm trying to get, you know, any environmental groups involved. I've been talking to other advocacy groups, grassroots movements, Catalyst Now Montana, Disability Rights of Montana. I'm hoping the ACLU is going to step in. I'm contacting law firms. I'm contacting multiple media outlets, trying to get their attention. I've spoken to a few already, but they're just hesitant to report on these issues. I think, I don't know if it's for liability or it's because they're not getting the correct information from the Department of Corrections, you know, and they don't want to report on something that could potentially be a lawsuit against them, or, you know, I'm not quite sure. I'm all new to this. I'm self-taught, and I'm learning as I go. And Jim's been a great help. I've been on Jim's platform a couple times, and, you know, he's the one that's really helped me get the word out there also.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jim. You do such great work. In fact, Jim, I want to ask you this. There was a water pipe failure in this prison just recently.
Yeah, last
right?
Friday. Well, it had been a week from this, just past this past Friday. Correct.
And did it flood the prison, or what happened?
Oh boy. Yeah. So all the sewage backed up like in the inmate cell, and raw sewage was coming out of the toilets in the inmate cell, like Amanda was saying, and they didn't have any shower facilities. They didn't have any running water. They couldn't wash their hands. They were even having to make it. Guys were so thirsty, Mike, they had to make an announcement. And Amanda, you can certainly verify this. They had to make an announcement to have the guy stop drinking the water that they're using to wash their hands, because there was chemicals in it. These guys were so thirsty that they were actually drinking like the hand washing solution to be able to get some liquid in. I mean, Amanda, am I portraying that accurately?
Yes, you are. It's the hand washing stations, you know, that you see at fairs and carnivals. You use the porta potty and you come out and there's a little round, you know, carousel there. You step on it and it gives you some water, and the water comes with chemical in it pre-ready. So, you know, they're washing their hands with that. But these guys were drinking it, and the sergeants had to announce over the speaker, the intercom, please stop drinking the hand washing station water. It has chemicals in it. They have advised there is water in my husband's unit for the showers. So what they're doing now is they're pumping the water. I just read on the newest release this morning, they're pumping the water out of the other two wells on the property and putting it into the well number one. So they're just taking the dirty water out of one and putting it into the well one and running it through those contaminated pipes into the prison again.
Wow.
And through the same contaminated pipes. And they're also going and getting water from the city of Deer Lodge, which is a few miles away. And I found reports on that. That water's the same, if not more, contaminated with these same chemicals. And they're advising the inmates to shower in it still, not to drink it, but they're required to shower in it. They have shower tents set up out in the yard that inmates are able to use in other units, but my husband's unit, since it has shower water coming out of the shower heads, they're required to shower inside. And my husband's, you know, he's refusing to shower in there.
Jim, what does this say to you about, you know, how when empires begin to collapse, infrastructure Indeed. Falls apart? And, you know, we've seen bridges and roads, you know, crumbling and in some cases collapsing. Now this story about the Montana state prison, and this is not obviously isolated. I've heard similar stories about the LA jail and, you know, other cities across America as well. What does this say to you, Jim, about the crumbling state of infrastructure?
Well, you know, one of the things that frustrates me, Mike, is that I'm not really in for government handouts. I'm much more like, on my broadcast, I try to tell people, keep your eyes off Washington and all that clown show. Focus on your, you know, your local representatives. Focus on your county commissioners. Focus on your mayor. Focus on your school board. But that being said, if we're going to give money away, if the United States government is going to give money away and give billions and billions of dollars to various nations, and a state within its own borders have the problems that it has with this prison system, Mike, I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's almost cartoonish. It really is. It's almost like cartoonish that we live in this time in the world where we send billions of dollars over to see dollars, you know, digits, whatever you want to call it, overseas, and we can't even take care of, you know, our own home continent without having chemicals, you know, into the jail systems. I mean, it really is, like I said, Mike. I mean, I can't even put it into words. I'm stunned. I'm stunned at where we're at in this country. Really, I really am.
Yeah. Well, it seems like, you know, often Trump is bragging about America being the greatest country in the world, or, you know, announcing $1 trillion investment deals into data infrastructure that will be used by big tech probably to surveil us.
Absolutely.
You know. But there's no money going into the core infrastructure that people depend on, which would include, you know, the water wells for a state prison. I mean, clearly this is cruel and unusual punishment. You know, this is a form of chemical torture, I would say. I don't know. How would you describe it?
Well, I mean, the title of the show that Amanda came up with, the title, the show we did on Saturday, it was called Prisoners of Contamination. And that's really what they are. They're prisoners of contamination. They can't leave. They're forced to live in, you know, and I don't know if it's probably a little bit better now. I am not there, but it was like, you know, like living in squalor for a couple of days there with no showers. They have six porta potties for 1600 people, you know, and that was running out. They don't have any chemicals in it. I mean, it was just, it's like, Mike, I just don't see how in a developed country like we are, and we're supposed to be the leader in things, we don't have a provision, like a plan in place. If these things happen, that we have like a plan to, with all the money we apparently have and we can print, we don't have a plan in place to take care of these type of, you know, these type of emergencies. And again, it just speaks to the fact that, you know, the leaders, what they've done is they've taken all this money and they've just laundered it. And this doesn't go back to the folks. It just goes to them after it's laundered, usually two or three times, usually through two or three different intermediaries. And it all comes back to them. And they're no, Mike, I try to tell people, I think you would agree, none of these people, save a few, there's a couple maybe that are good. These people are not in Congress for us. They're in it for them. Every single one of them, almost every one of them. And, you know, it's just, I think people are fed up. I think people are tired of the lies. They're tired of the gaslighting. They're tired of the mask, the shots, the promises. People are just fed up. I am. I know that.
I know I well, am.
Sorry to tell everybody, but it's just going to get way worse because we're not living under a system of freedom. We're living under a system of enslavement. But Amanda, are you in your Facebook group? What's it called again? 406 what?
Revolutionized.
Okay, 406 Revolution. 406 is the area
correct.
Code.
It's the only area code in Montana, correct. Believe it or not. Montana, for such a huge state, has one area code, 406 for the whole state. It's kind of odd.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good to know. Are you hearing stories from other people about other prisons?
About other prisons in Montana?
Or even elsewhere?
Yeah, I am, actually. So the Montana State Prison, the DOC, they have a few other prisons. There's a prison in Shelby, that in Shelby, Montana, that's also experiencing sewage issues, water issues, a lot of corruption, retaliation. I know there's a lot of gangs in that prison, and you know it's way worse than Montana State Prison, as in, you know, inmates and stuff like that. But I haven't even dug into the water stuff there. People are begging me to, and the prisons where their inmates have been transferred, like to Arizona, people are really concerned with the water down there because they said the water is highly contaminated, and you know these prisoners are getting sick down there, and just it's a mess. Everything's failing.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Then how can people help you with this? Listeners who maybe they're in Montana or not, but they still care about human rights. How can they get involved and tune into what you're talking about here?
So I'm sure a lot of people across the country have someone or know someone, you know, that's incarcerated at Montana State Prison because they come from everywhere. I've got people with loved ones from Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Nevada, you name it, all over the U.S. Just join my page, speak up, share any information that you know, tell your friends and family. We want to support these guys and, you know, get them the, you know, basic human necessities that they deserve, even if they're incarcerated. We want to support them and show them that the world's listening. And, you know, a lot of them are losing hope, and there's a high suicide rate right now among the inmates, and depression, PTSD, you know, they're all suffering. There's guys in there that are, you know, not getting phone calls to their families. They're being deprived of water. They're only getting 3 bottles of water a day. The guys that are in high security, you know, they're not able to go out and use the restroom. They're being locked in their cells at night and having to hold, you know, restroom necessities all night long. They're not, the guards are refusing to let them out. The food is depleting. There's low shortage on milk and necessities like that. And the reports from the news is coming out that, you know, the inmates are given MREs and sanitary wipes, but that's not true. I've talked to families from every unit. Inmates have not received sanitary wipes. They have not received MREs because, you know, with MREs, you need to have water and then a heat source. So inmates don't have, you know,
sure.
They don't have access to this stuff. So We just want to make sure that they're being taken care of. They're being fed, watered, you know, given mental health opportunities to speak to mental health or their families, keep them in connection with everybody and keep the morale high, you know, keep them in good spirits and support them.
Okay, that sounds really important. But I got to ask you, as you're investigating this issue, has it led you to the extreme importance of judicial reform and prison reform? Because this whole system, and Jim, I'd love your comments as well, this whole system of just locking people up, it does not work for society. I mean, there may be a very tiny percentage of totally violent psychopaths who need to be completely isolated, but that's not mostly who's locked up. So have you, you know, how much have you delved into this issue?
So in Montana State Prison, and I'm sure most prisons, there's a high level of sex offenders that are take up the population. So, you know, there's a lot of people that deserve to be in there, but there's also a lot of people in there, like my husband that's in there for a simple first time drug possession. He got 5 years. He's been, you know, denied parole. He's been denied medical parole. He suffers from congestive heart failure. He has an aortic graft placement in his heart from an accident that he was in. He's got resistant hypertension. He's got PTSD, depression. You know, there's a lot going on with him, and this whole, you know, situation has made him more vulnerable to infections and stuff that's going to be happening, you know, coming out in the prison, like the C. diff and any of these bacterias that are now starting to pop up. And it's crazy.
Well, but to the bigger question of prison reform, Jim, do you want to take that?
Mike, I've got question. You know, you're talking about judicial reform and prison reform. Yeah. If the viewers would want to go to creditunioncrimes.com, I've got stories on there all the way from the Supreme Court being corrupt in Montana, to the Montana Federal District Court judges. We just caught him lying twice on a document that he filed, and we've even got the district court judges here in Flathead County. We've got the goods on them as well. All of these, the judicial system, Mike, at every level is corrupt, and at every level these people are up, they're political animals. They base their decisions on politics. It just needs to be completely redone. The whole entire quote unquote justice system needs to be reformed to where, you know, people, not everybody needs to be incarcerated behind bars.
And I have a feeling that whatever you've uncovered in Montana, it's 10 times worse in California.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay. All right. Let's wrap this up. Give us your final thoughts. Amanda, if you're back, give us your final thoughts on what people should take away from this.
What they should take away is, you know, help these people. Let's get some eyes on this. You know, these people don't deserve this. I'm fighting around the clock. There's a whole group of us, my whole page, all my followers, they're all involved, and they just want help and justice. You know, it starts in these small towns, I believe, the corruption, and it just trickles. It keeps going upward. And once you get in the system, it's so hard to get out of. People are suffering, and we just want the public to know, because, you know, not many people know the things that are going on. And I've just tried to shine a light on everything for everyone. And, you know, I'm here to help.
Well, you're doing a great job, and we appreciate your time today to share this with us. Keep digging. And of course, we will be happy to cover this editorially. So as you find things, documents and so on, or decisions that are made, send them my way.
That's great.
Thank you both for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Mike, so much.
You're very welcome. You know, we support human rights and human dignity. Of course, we also believe in incarcerating, you know, violent criminals or sex offenders, et cetera, who've done great damage to society. Yes, we agree with that point. I'm not saying let all the prisoners go, but when they're there, we can't be torturing them and poisoning them with a water supply. That's insane. So, you know, fundamental human rights really do matter. Otherwise, how can we lecture the rest of the world on human rights when we are running third world prisons right here in the United States? So thank all of you for listening. I'm Mike Adams of Brighteon.com. Share this interview on other platforms, and be sure to use our AI engine. If you want research about prison reform, just go to brighteon.ai and you can ask it there. It's been trained on hundreds of millions of documents that are truth-telling documents with censored information. So that's some of the best research you'll find through our free AI engine. Thank you for listening today and take care, everybody.
Clean hydration starts here. Our lab-verified electrolyte drops deliver key minerals your body needs. Sourced from Utah's Great Salt Lake with no junk added. Fuel your day at healthrangerstore.com.